Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Seven and a half the hour here on the DJV program. D as in Doug, J as in Jennifer, V as in Victoria. This is a program that focuses, for the most part, on how to have a good day. Almost. Anyway, we keep trying. The police chiefs of various cities have been under fire. Boy, another tough job in these times as to how to handle things. In cities, the bigger the city, the more the problem, or maybe the more we notice it. I'm not sure. I guess it could be any number of things. But in L.A., the police chief has a problem. In Louisville, St. Louis, they're all over the place. And it's because of this unrest. So, Jennifer, we'll start with Los Angeles. What happened to the police chief there?
Yeah, this was just a stupid thing that the LAPD police chief, or the police chief has said. He did it yesterday, and here's the deal. I've been underwhelmed. Michael Moore is the police chief in Los Angeles. He's relatively new. I mean, within the last
Michael Moore.
Year to 18 months. Not the Michael Moore. That would be weird for sure. But the police chief has been pretty underwhelming. He stays very quiet. And I don't know. I feel like in a big city like L.A. or New York, it's important to hear from the police chief because you do want to know the way their police department thinks. You do want to know what they feel about certain situations. And so the police chief, of course, has been pushed into the center of attention over the last several days because of the protests. And so he went up with the mayor and gave a press conference, as you would expect, talking about the comments or the rioters, the looters, and the peaceful protesters. And this is what he said. Quote, "We didn't have protests last night. We had criminal acts. We didn't have people mourning the death of this man, George Floyd. We had people capitalizing." End quote. Okay, so that's kind of fair so far. But he continues. Here's where it gets bad. Quote, "His death is on their hands as much as it is those officers." End quote. He acknowledged that, he continues on, actually, I'll finish it, to be fair to the police chief. He said, "And that is a strong statement, but I must say that this civil unrest that we are in the midst of, we must turn a corner from people who are involved in violence, people who are involved on preying on others." Now, I don't disagree with that. People who prey on others and who are involved in violence, they are bad people. But the line that got him in trouble and actually have people calling for his resignation along with Mayor Garcetti's resignation is the line that his death is on their hands as much as it is those officers. And people took issue with that. I take issue with that. Certainly, that's not a fair statement. It's not an accurate statement. The blood of George Floyd is on the hands of Derek Chauvin and those three other officers who watched it happen. And I think it's silly to say otherwise. But certainly, I think he was trying to make a point about the violence that just watching what's been going on in Los Angeles the last three, four, or five nights, it's been pretty heartbreaking. So now the effort to get him to resign is underway, and they're throwing in L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti as well into that.
He's standing right there listening to it.
Yeah, letting it all
go. He didn't seem to have a reaction. So, it was not a good look for either of them.
Well, it's, again, back to where we are in terms of societal learning. Where do we get our attitudes? How do we develop our thoughts as we get more and more tense and there's more and more trouble here and there? I mean, look at what happened in Grand Forks at the Air Force Base. They're shooting. A couple of airmen are dead. The base's emergency services members responded to the shooting. They're no risk to other personnel, so they said. But why? Why are these two officers, why are they dead? And what went on? And this happens. We've had how many of these incidents on Air Force bases and Navy installations and Army facilities over the last 10, 12 years? Maybe as far back as your memory goes. What in the world is it? And I wonder sometimes, we speculate, we talk, we've been doing that a lot here today, this week, this month, this year, because kind of what we're supposed to do is give people different things to think about. And I think we were talking about Zuckerberg, and you talk about these various social media outlets, and wondering out loud, I'm doing my Yoda thing now, wondering out loud, am I, about why we are not shown the big picture. We often, you know, we want to see the overall, what's the ramification? At least I want to know. And then you think to yourself, well, is it in our best interest? Or is it overwhelming to look at these things? You know, information is a gift and information is a challenge. And when you think about what tomorrow is going to bring or next week, next month, many times have been speculating, and there are lots of different sources that say there's another round of COVID that's going to come in the fall and last till the end of the year. And there are all kinds of scientific explanations as to how that or why that'll happen.
Well, that might happen sooner now with people in massive crowds.
Yeah.
In New York alone, and New York has been really good about social distancing and things like that, but in front of the Barclays Center, there were 10,000 people. So I think we're going to start to see a spike in about 10 days.
So is it bad to look ahead, to try to know, is it dangerous to be shown the big picture? And I ask that question knowing full well that people like my friend Uri Geller, who is probably one of the most psychic people on the planet and is pretty right with his predictions, said to me on the air a couple of months ago that he thought that this summer was going to be full of violence, protesting in the street, things that are either, you know, he didn't say it was going to be because of the pandemic. He just said this summer we'll see rioting and all kinds of disruptions, not only in America, but around the world. So at first I'm thinking, okay, is that because of is it going to be the pandemic that creates that? Because people have been shut in there. They're all frustrated. They're, you know, and then are there other things that are possible like this that stir the pot so much? Or is it just a combination of this? Are we just going to explode? Because there's so much technology, we haven't been able to handle that. There's so much information, we really can't handle that. And so you just wonder, you know, what we take one day at a time, one issue at a time, and try to make sense of it and move on. My God, my grandson, and the things that he's trying to, in Los Angeles, at 5.5 years old, questions he's asking his parents, and I know if I were there with him, he'd ask me the same questions, wanting to understand what goes on. He's a very smart kid, but I think he's also, I've seen the last couple of times I've talked to him on Facebook, and we talk every couple of days, that he's getting so restless, I can feel it in his demeanor, trying to, you know, as kids grow up, they have their reality, maybe a part of adulthood as well, we want to escape.
I remember certain things, and he's old enough. Now he's 5, right?
Yeah, 5.5, yeah.
Yeah, he'll remember some of it. I mean, I remember being scared to death of Ayatollah Khomeini in Iran as a kid, and I was probably about his age when that was the storyline on the news. I remember being scared to death of the Night Stalker. I was also probably just a little bit, maybe 2 years older than Miles at that point. I remember living through the riots in 1992, very similar to what we're seeing right now. And, you know, you remember those things as a kid. And I think they're defining moments when you look back on your childhood. For me, it's those three, and I would add in the Challenger blowing up, were my four defining moments outside of my family, I think, as a kid that you grow up with. I think every kid does, and it's kind of interesting to look back to see what everyone's individual defining moments were. Again, obviously we have many within our family and our friend circles, but the ones that define us from the outside, I think, are kind of interesting to look at. I know from my dad and from my mom, it was probably you too, Doug, the death of Kennedy was a huge one.
Yep, that was high school. I was a junior in high school. I remember it like it was yesterday. I just thought, I shook, frankly, because I have lived a pretty sheltered life as a youngster. I wasn't exposed to lots of different things. I mean, I had a lot of disruption at home life, but I'm talking about what went on societally until the Vietnam War and until the stuff that you're talking about took place. Do we all, as generational reviewers, do we all have these things? Jennifer suggested a couple of things that are important. What about you, Victoria? Things that are defining moments that you remember and they shaped, perhaps, in part, somewhat who you are.
Nothing like what Jen meant. Jen watched a lot of news as a kid, I guess. I don't know. I don't have anything like that, like on a major, you know, traumatic level. I'm fortunate. I just, that's not a part of my childhood. So I don't know.
No, that's good. Maybe that...
You know, I think, and everybody's different. Obviously, Victoria's experience is a little different, and maybe, look, I think 9/11 is probably one for a lot of kids
that was who,
up, who were kids around that time, certainly. But, you know, God love you if you don't have it. But I think it's okay for Miles to have that. I mean, I don't feel any less of, you know, of a person. I don't feel regret. I don't think those things were less than, where they were opportunities that I think allow people to know that there's a lot of good and bad in the world, and you have to learn how to take it all. And I think as parents, we want to protect our kids, but we can't.
All right, here's something. As long as we were talking about the Challenger, I think we have to turn that around. But there are some bright spots here. SpaceX, the conversation we've had, the historic mission from Kennedy Space Center, we had that in our conversation. The clip of the day today, as a matter of fact, at djvshow.com, is our conversation about the launching of SpaceX, getting the men who are in the capsule up to the, in the spacecraft, and then up to the space station. And we have some, because we all have various experiences, and we are enlightening when it comes to this sort of thing. I think we're very enlightening. So if you want to listen to the conversation, as pretty typical of what we do, the three of us, djvshow.com is the place to hear the clip of the day and also to hear the program all day, every day, in its entirety, djvshow.com.
Boostar medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Boostar in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And MLS number 3030.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
Pro frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
And if I was a white crowned sparrow, well, I would float upon the southern skies of blue. But I'm stuck inside the wheels of Laredo.
Wheels of Laredo. From Tanya Tucker, Concert for Love and Acceptance, present this year's edition online the 30th of June with Tanya Tucker opening up the show. It'll be co-hosted by Kristen Chenoweth, Emmy winner, Tony winner, also CMT's Cody Allen. Additional appearances and performances are being worked upon. They're going to announce that as they is more information. The music event is in support of the LGBTQ community, founded 5 years ago by country star Ty Herndon, produced by Herndon's newly formed charitable foundation, the Foundation for Love and Acceptance. The show will benefit ACM Living Lifting Lives, which is the philanthropic arm of the Academy of Country Music, along with GLAAD, which has partnered with Herndon to present the concert every year for the past 5 years. So, philanthropy is very much, even though people are having a tough time, philanthropy in and of itself has become much more of a focus of us and who we are and how we give and that sort of thing, what we pay attention to much more. There's a good story, there's a good side to so many people who are, who may not, under circumstances, really have much with the old pot to pee in, and still they're sharing as they can. All of us are. Or many, and I should say all of us, but many people, most people are. CMT returns as presenting partner of the event for the third consecutive year. So we have, you've got Tanya Tucker, Vince Gill, Reba McEntire, Rita Wilson, Sheely Wright, Terry Clark, Billy Gilman, and Cam, among those who have performed or otherwise appeared, at least at some of the past concerts. Now, more than ever, Ty Herndon says, so important that young LGBTQ people see the artists and musicians they love standing up for them. Ty came out in November of 2014. Since we began this event, it's only been about love, acceptance, and we're not about to let this COVID virus distract us from sending a message loud and clear to young people, LGBTQ young people. You're perfect just the way you are. The Concert for Love and Acceptance kicks off on the 30th of this month, 8 o'clock Eastern Time, live streamed on YouTube, Facebook, and at a concert venue that nobody will remember, f4la.org. Okay, so YouTube and Facebook, find it there. That's the concert scheduled for June 30th. All right, so let's see what else we have musically. The Douglas Corner Cafe, which is a premier Nashville venue, hosted performances by lots of very well-known artists: Townes Van Zandt, John Prine, Guy Clark, Kevin Costner, John Bon Jovi, Neil Diamond. They say they're going to close their doors for good. Been out there in business for 33 years. Been a key destination in the 8th Avenue South neighborhood. It's been closed since March 15th because of the stay-at-home order in Nashville. Douglas Corner owner Mervyn Loke, one-time recording engineer who opened the cafe in 87, announced the permanent closure, saying, "I've made so many good friends, dear friends, musicians, and regular customers here. It breaks my heart, but there comes a time we all need to move on and do other things, and it's my time now." A lot of famous artists played at Douglas Corner early in their careers. Alan Jackson, Eric Church, Trisha Yearwood, Blake Shelton. Guy Clark recorded his 97 live album, Keepers of the Club, and as a new recording artist, Garth Brooks, excuse me, hosted his first ever fan club party there to a packed house. So a lot of history there. After an outcry from fans and musicians, Mr. Loke posted an update saying he's reconsidering closing the club after a show of support. So maybe there's some hope after all about keeping that that venue open. 28 after the hour here on the DJV program.
That's how the man designed me. Ride the wind and dance.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and I.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Minneapolis, a city in turmoil, is facing a critical review of the behavior of its police department.
This is the first time that the state is launching a civil rights investigation into the systemic discriminatory practices of the largest police department in the state. It is also the only investigation surrounding the killings of George Floyd, focusing on the policies and practices implemented by the Minneapolis Police Department.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz.
I say this. As a white man who walks through that life with pretty much relative ease, I can't ever know the pain of that back community members. But I hear you, I'm listening, and one of the things I need to do is use that ability to change.
In Washington, D.C.,
who are you protecting? Who are you protecting?
Demonstrators are out once again in the streets of the nation's capital as controversy continues over Monday night's use of force directed at protesters outside the White House. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
A congressional panel is gearing up to investigate the death of George Floyd. USA's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
The U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee considering holding a hearing later this month related to the death of George Floyd at the hands of police in Minneapolis, as well as the aftermath, including the riots that it sparked in the streets of many American cities. Chairman Lindsey Graham says June 16th is the date that's being considered for that hearing.
I'd like to get to the root cause of it.
The South Carolina Republican talking about the need for community policing. He also mentioned protesters out there fighting for change, but said he also believes the Antifa ideology is playing a role in much of the violence. Senate Minority Whip Democrat Dick Durbin says the shadow of America's original sin is clearly still around today, saying that original sin is slavery. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says he's not going to respond or even comment when President Trump called governors weak.
I can choose to focus a message that I think is so much more powerful, and I hope more resonant, people watching, and that is I care more about them than some of the noise I heard on a morning phone call.
The president has threatened if the governors won't get tough in their states, he will send in active military. The president tweeted, "The world is watching and laughing at you." For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Time for us now to cooperate in the information department as we continue with today's DJV show. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan here with the reality of living in a free country. The incessant stimulus of the outside world violating our worlds under the circumstances. Can you control the attention that you give to something? Yeah, I guess, you know, there's so much stimulation. And that's it. How do the neurons and the things in your brain put all of this stuff together? It gets exhausting. I know I'm sitting here listening to this stuff today, and my brain hurts. It does. Because I don't want to talk about all of this. I want to deal with reality, but I want to make sure that whatever conversations we're having help the situation. And I can't think of any better way to help the situation to find out what's going on with the Tiger Kings. That really, that's...
But you know what? You laugh. I know you haven't seen the series Tiger King.
No, but I know lots of people are talking about it. My God, yes. Yeah.
Yep. I think it still holds the record. It's the most watched thing that Netflix has ever put out. So
really?
There's an update in real life. This is separate from the show. At the end of the episode, at the end of the series, we know Joe Exotic goes to jail, and he, I think, is serving like 25 years for trying to pay an undercover cop $10,000 to kill his rival, Carol Baskin. Carol Baskin owns Big Cat Rescue Corporation, and she's down in Florida. And today, in prison, as Joe Exotic still sits there, this is a very, very bad day for him, because a judge in Oklahoma has awarded the entire Oklahoma zoo that Joe Exotic owns, it all now belongs to Carol Baskin.
Wow.
And this is, oh my gosh, I can't even imagine.
He tried to give it to PETA, actually.
He signed it over to his mother in 2014 or something to avoid a judgment against him, because essentially she sued Joe Exotic for multiple things, slander,
defamation,
and all kinds of stuff like that. So she won, and he did not pay her the money that he was supposed to. So there was a judgment against the property, but he then illegally signed it over to his mother. His mother admitted under oath, and they put the squeeze on the old lady, and she copped to it and said yes, that they had illegally made this deal. Now they've got 120 days. All of the animals have to be moved out. She also is she was awarded the cabins and the vehicles that are on the land as well. So everything, the animals have to go somewhere. I'm assuming she'll take them to her Big Cat Rescue, or she'll open this as another outpost. But
what about Jeff Lowe? Didn't he come in there with money to try to buy it?
You know, he did, and that's a really good, that's a good point. I don't know. But now the land itself, I guess maybe Joe Exotic was not authorized to give that other guy, the Vegas guy, right? The sleazy Vegas guy? Yeah. Apparently he wasn't even authorized to bring him in as a partner or on any bit of the land. So I guess they're both out of business. And so now Carol Baskin, she's won, and Joe Exotic hates it.
Ah!
Hey, that gives us season two, right?
Hopefully.
Speaking of season two, the next bit of controversy to spring up is a rumor floating about, and that's all it is a rumor. I understand that some people, this is fake news. Maybe it is, but I know I'm not the one who's originating this story. Matter of fact, Market Watch, which is a very prestigious, kind of like Bloomberg, they monitor what goes on the stock market, what influences the cost of stock and how easy you can get it, et cetera, et cetera. They're sort of tone setters and trend setters. They started, they've set forth a rumor, or they have some evidence of it, but I don't know what it is, that George Bush is about to endorse Joe Biden. So what happens if a George W. Bush endorsement of Joe Biden takes place? What is that? Does that change votes? Does it change? There's no secret that George Bush doesn't like Trump.
I'm sure he's going to vote for Biden. I'm sure he voted for Hillary in 2016. I don't think the Bushes and the Trumps really like each other all that much.
No.
Except
so
for
is that a game changer, though? Is that a game changer?
No. I have to ask you guys in all seriousness, since we want to take a break from bigger stories. Is there a person on the planet whose endorsement would make you change the way you vote?
No. I'm not a sheep. I vote
well,
by
yeah,
my
this
own
endorsement, that brings about the question, does endorsing make a difference? Why do
right.
people look for all
people
these
like
endorsements?
To brag about endorsements, but is there anybody, like, I can't think of anybody.
I don't know anyone who really would be changed by that, right?
But are we different than the, with George, if George Bush or Rush Limbaugh or somebody else who's a sort of a decision, whether we call them influencers. Obviously,
they might influence our opinion, but I don't know if George Bush coming out and saying, I endorse Joe Biden, if that's going to make anybody who liked George Bush go out and vote for Joe Biden. I don't.
Mm-hmm. So why then was there so much of a focus on why Barack Obama didn't early on say, I'm supporting Joe Biden?
Because, yeah, because you said from the beginning that he made it very clear he was going to support whoever the nominee was. And in the beginning, it was not clear that it was going to be Joe Biden at all. Mm-hmm. That's why he waited until it was a clear winner. He had conversations, I think, at least weekly behind the scenes with Bernie Sanders, with Elizabeth Warren, with a lot of the people who were running, with Mayor Pete. It wasn't clear who was going to be. What would be the point of him endorsing someone else and then someone else ends up with, if he endorsed Joe in the beginning and then it ended up being Mayor Pete, then it looks like you don't really have the support.
So it's a prudent thing to do. I'm asking because
strategically, it would make no sense for him to do anything any earlier than he did.
I think people expected him to support the person who was his vice president. I think that's why there was a lot of anticipation about that, because you would think that that would help kind of boost confidence,
right,
especially in a
question.
Tight primary front. But I don't know how much it matters.
Okay, so let's move the block a little bit here to Joe Biden's pick for vice president. The events that are taking
There's
place
only
this
one
week...
Now. Absolutely, it's Kamala Harris. There's only one. Because Amy Klobuchar has been shut out because she refused to prosecute Derek Chauvin, who is the officer now in jail for the death of George Floyd. I think it would have been her. She's gone. So I think the only one that will be
picked
is Kamala.
Val Demings and Stacey Abrams are still on the list.
Yeah, Stacey Abrams, I think,
is a waste of time.
Will cause
have
more
you ever
trouble.
Actually heard her talk, though, Doug?
Yeah.
She's pretty brilliant. That's why I don't
say
like
she's
her.
She's not brilliant, but there's too much polarity there. You got to find somebody, and Kamala Harris is...
Why,
I won't vote
she's
for
black?
I will not vote for Joe Biden if Kamala Harris is on the ticket. I just won't.
I don't think it's going to be Kamala Harris.
That's a disaster. She is so... As a part-time Californian, watching her... I admit... to somehow saying this, but I'm convinced that I'm really a great judge of character, and I can look at somebody, watch their body language, listen to what they're saying in a few minutes, and pretty much tell you who they are. That woman is a horror show waiting to happen. And if she's that close to being the president, especially given Joe Biden,
I do not like her at all. I would be very unhappy if that is his pick. No. I don't think it's going to be.
There are only three. I mean, the list is the list that you gave.
So who's the other one? I stay here.
Because I don't think he's not going to be able to pick a white person because of his racist comments on the Breakfast Club. He's not going to be able to pick a white person. He's already said he has to pick a woman, and so now he's painted himself into a corner by doing all of this early on. So he's going to have to find
a black woman
that fits it. Val Demings. She is. The representative from Florida, she would probably be his best pick in my mind.
I think so too. Yeah.
Because Stacey Abrams, I mean, I'm with you, Doug. I think she's just a nothing, and it has nothing to do with her skin color. It has everything
no,
to do with
she's vapid.
Her.
Anyway,
she's not vapid, Doug. Actually, I'm not saying she's going to be she's the most charismatic, but she's not.
Maybe
vapid.
That's it. Sorry,
that's not
vapid.
Right,
no,
word.
Not charismatic. I would agree with that characterization. Yes, all right, that I agree
just,
with.
I think she's a gaslighter. That's what I don't like about her. Anyway, Val Demings is probably his best choice and could help him with Florida, maybe, but I don't think that she would deliver Florida for him. I think Kamala Harris. The reason I say that she's probably the pick, even though she brings problems because she's a former prosecutor, is that she is going to be a bigger fundraiser for him.
All right. Time for us to talk about something we're going to do to help you out for Father's Day. We, on the DJV program, have made arrangements to give away not one, but two PowerShare lawnmowers from the Works Group, WORX. These are electric lawnmowers worth hundreds of dollars. You can check them out at works.com, WORX.com. Cuts up to a quarter acre on one charge. It seems interesting, but now everything's electric, right? Electric cars, electric trucks, electric here, electric there. And these things, I'll tell you something, I have all these power tools from Works, and the chargers are the best part of them because they charge quickly and they last a long time. This walk-behind mower, no gas, no oil, nothing to fuss with. Just squeeze the lever after you put the charger in, and bingo, you're on your own. This is a brand new, this is a cutting edge of where lawn mowing is going to go with this 40-volt battery that powers a lawnmower. This is a fabulous way to mow your lawn. It's kind of exciting. Father's Day is June 21st. So these are this is the time. I think we're going to have people go to Facebook on Friday, right? Isn't that what we're doing, Victoria? Have people sign up, but we don't have to have them sign up until Friday. So we're going to have people working or focused on this to pick a name out of a hat, I guess, much as anything else. I say I guess because what I'm more interested in is creating some excitement around this. I'm not much when it comes to details, when it comes to these sorts of things, I don't put them together. But when it comes to power tools, wow. And what I can use, I think it's really cool. This stuff is cool. So anyway, what are we doing, Victoria, to give these away?
We should talk about this offline because one knows. So,
oh, nobody
we
don't
know. We have not
knows.
Discussed this yet. We know we're giving away two mowers, but we have not gotten to that next planning phase.
Right. So we'll do that. How about we do some planning right now as folks listen to these important announcements?
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com. Sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Ian Roth. After your nightly rituals of washing your face, brushing your teeth, you head to bed. Healthy habits indeed. But do you also practice good sleep hygiene? Dr. Lois Cron, a sleep disorder specialist at Mayo Clinic, explains.
Sleep hygiene, it's really talking about sleep lifestyle. What lifestyle choices can a person make that their sleep is as good as it could be?
Dr. Cron says you can improve your sleep hygiene by avoiding caffeine and heavy meals before bed. She says to try to go to sleep about the same time every night so your body gets used to a routine. Finally, minimize your exposure to light before bed. Turn off media 30 minutes to an hour before bed and skip the social media update when you settle in. Then make your room as dark and quiet as possible to help you fall asleep and stay asleep. About sleep hygiene, Dr. Cron says,
it's an odd term, but it really just meant to talk about what a person can control that improves the quality of their sleep.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
The Amazon Alexa voice assistant, still one of the most popular tech products, which is why the folks at VoiceBrew have done a lot of research on smart speakers. And so we asked founder Catherine Prescott what makes Alexa so popular.
I think the reason people love them is that they're really easy to use. You know, we've gotten used to tapping and clicking, but talking is actually the most natural way that people communicate, even with technology. It's just so much easier to say, Alexa, play 80s music, than to open up your phone, navigate to your music app, connect to your Bluetooth speakers, and so on. Plus, voice assistants like Alexa are getting better very fast. Most people don't know this, but Amazon has 10,000 employees dedicated to Alexa.
More info is at voicebrew.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Up and available on leases. See dealer for details.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains.
contains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Continuing on now on Your Hidden Power, Uri Geller joins us from his home in Old Jaffa, which is next to Tel Aviv in Israel. One of the things you said early on when you and I were talking, I'm sure you'll remember this, I asked you, and I think it was on the air, but who knows? Sometimes our conversations off the air boil into what we're doing on the air. I remember you said to me that during the summer months, there will be much unrest in America. Do you remember that conversation?
I absolutely remember that. Okay. I don't know whether I predicted the upheaval that is happening now in the United States, but I definitely, intuitively, I felt that something will happen.
All right. Well, something is happening, and this is it isn't necessarily about me patting you on the back for fulfillment of how good your psychic abilities are, but when you look around at the disruption, and at first it seemed it would be caused in part by the virus, I have a different theory. I believe all of the upset is being created by the communist Chinese. What do you think of that?
Well, Doug, you know, we spoke about the virus. I had this conspiracy theory, and you know, conspiracy theories don't mean that it's not true. Do you understand?
Of course, it's very exactly.
It's a very far-out theory that this virus was manufactured in a military laboratory outside Wuhan, intentionally released to the world, intentionally sent to Iran to arm their bacteriological warfare coffers, Somehow it got out of hand in the airport in Milan, where that individual, infected individual, changed the plane to Tehran. That's why the outbreak in Italy was so severe and in Iran so severe. And I think this is a thinking entity. Now, this is going into a bit of science fiction, but I really believe that the antennas that we see on the virus is manufactured in such a way that, you know, they can control this virus. Again, this is crazy, but today with quantum mechanics and quantum entanglement, if you master those two topics that I just mentioned, you can master a virus too. This is just incredible, but there is definitely, I mean, even as we speak, NSA, National Security Agency, and CIA, and other secret departments around the world are taking this notion seriously. And maybe the virus is derived from a bat or a snake, but it was cultured and cultivated and created in a laboratory. Now, the unrest, maybe you are correct, and there is a connection. There is a connection here. It's too surrealistically coincidental. I mean, the synchronicity of this happening at the same time as the coronavirus is invading the world is just far out. And I think you agree with me, Doug.
I've been talking about this on the air, and that's why I laid it on you right now. But the DJV program, I've not been reluctant at all to say that all of the problem. Look at the political unrest that we have going on, and the things in the political parties, the unrest about voting. All of these things are being engineered in a way that only the Chinese could do. They're behind all of this.
Well, let me reveal something else in the few seconds we still have, that the Chinese managed to also master superhumans with the ability to read anyone's mind. This is a fact that will happen probably in 2030, but they can do it now. They can master superhumans, I call them, to communicate just with our brains, and they could be now walking in America. It's a matter of time. It's a chip implanted inside your brain, and you're connected to a mothership of a supercomputer, artificial intelligence. This is, I know it sounds like I took it out of an Arthur C. Clarke movie, like 2001 Space Odyssey, but it is a possibility. We'll talk about this next week. God bless you all, and a big hug from me.
Check out Uri's museum, urigellermuseum.com. Fabulous new museum being built in Tel Aviv, urigellermuseum.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.